In his speech to the nation last night, President Bush said the war in Iraq is part of the broader global war on terror, a war that he said continues to claim lives in Madrid, Istanbul, Jakarta, Casablanca, Riyadh, Bali, and elsewhere. To gauge the impact of the fighting in Iraq on terrorist operations around the globe, we're joined by Matthew Levitt. He's director of terrorism studies at the Washington Institute for Near East Studies. And Mr. Levitt, let's begin with recruiting. We've heard lots of reports that Iraq is actually helping terrorists recruit new fighters. How big of an impact is it having?
Well, I think it's true that it's easier for terrorists to recruit low-level operatives today than it was before 9/11. But I think that has as much to do with the fact that we're not yet fully engaged in the battle of ideas and the war on terror, in kind of strategic counterterrorism, as it is with the fact that we're fighting an insurgency in Iraq. When bin Laden or Ayman al-Zawahiri or others get up there and say that they're the only ones who really care about the Palestinians or the Iraqis, we don't sufficiently articulate a counter-message. And for a generation of young people who are not terribly well educated and are facing a complex world and are being trained by religious leaders, these offer some easy answers. And we definitely need to do more about that. The flip side is that we've actually done a lot to kill, detain, or send on the run the vast majority of leaders and middle managers of terrorist organizations. So that while on the one hand I believe that recruitment is doing well at the very lowest levels, there is a problem in finding places for them to train, finding people to recruit them, and there's a bottleneck because of the lack of leadership.
Well, on the question of training, there's a concern that the insurgency in Iraq is drawing fighters from around the world and that when they arrive in Iraq, they're essentially able to war game against the mightiest military operation in the world. What's actually happening in terms of training?
Well, you know, when it comes to training in Iraq, depending on, you know, which official you ask and what day you ask them, you'll get vastly different answers as to how many foreign jihadists are actually involved. Bottom line answer is that there's a good number, but it's not the majority. That said, there's no doubt, we know for a fact, that people are being recruited and sent to fight in Iraq. They're being recruited to sent to fight in Chechnya. And that fits past patterns of people being sent to fight in Kashmir or before the war in Afghanistan to fight alongside the Taliban or in Bosnia or Kosovo. And that does give them some experience. But without the safe haven in Afghanistan and the vast network of training camps that was operating there, there really are far fewer places for terrorists to train. There are some places in Southeast Asia still. There are places in Pakistan. So that's something we still need to look at, but it's actually an area where we've made great progress.
If we wanted to look at this in sort of a broader question, and in much the way as the president did last night in looking at the war in Iraq as sort of a part of a broader global war on terrorism, what's your overall assessment of how that's changed since the war in Iraq began?
I think the greatest change in the war on terror since the war in Iraq began is the fact that many, including myself, did not see Iraq as part of the war on terror prior to the war. Iraq was a horrible regime. It was sponsoring Palestinian groups. It had links to individual al-Qaeda operatives, but it was not a keynote in the larger global war on terror. It now is. And Zarqawi and other elements have moved in to fill this vacuum and are not only conducting attacks against U.S. and coalition forces, but are using it as a means to try and reinvigorate the global jihad. I don't think they're going to succeed, but this is the avenue they're choosing to use to try and rebuild themselves, reestablish themselves, and use as a base for recruitment and propaganda.
Matthew Levitt, thank you so much for talking to us.
Pleasure.
Matthew Levitt is Director of Terrorism Studies at the Washington Institute for Near East Studies.